Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jameson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Shocker reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shocker moves to third. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-0 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Shocker scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker is called out on strikes. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. McInnes scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Wamsgans steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Severide hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. O'Neill reaches third base with a triple. Gardner scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovalevsky fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovalevsky can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovalevsky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner strikes out. 1 out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood strikes out. 2 outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. McInnes moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Severide. McInnes scores. Sewell moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Stan Kovalevsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovalevsky is 0 for 3 in the game. Kovalevsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Ellerbe reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to third. Chick Shorten pinch hits for Urban Shocker. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.